With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffray. David Gilbertson has been chosen by his colleagues on the South Dakota Supreme Court to serve another 4 years as Chief Justice. Gilbertson says one priority is to expand mental health services for addicts and defendants. Gilbertson was appointed to the court in 1995 and has presided since 2001. In that time, he says the state's drug and alcohol courts have grown, but so have the state's problems with addiction and mental illness. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks reports.
Gilbertson says he came across a recent statistic that South Dakota has only 15% of the mental health services it needs. He says that shortage results in a backlog in county jails.
We can't have people sitting in jail for months waiting to enter a plea to a charge because they have not been evaluated to determine if they have a mental illness. To enter a plea in court, you have to be mentally competent. You have to know what the charges are against you. And you have to be able to assist your attorney in your defense.
Gilbertson created a mental health task force that just completed a study in October. Its recommendations are included in a package of legislation to be considered during the 2017 session. Gilbertson says he has not yet seen the proposals, but he says the state needs to expand the definition of mental health professionals who are qualified to complete evaluations. The Chief Justice says mental health treatment is a component of drug and alcohol courts, and rural areas don't have professionals to provide those services for a growing problem.
When we set up the drug and alcohol courts in 2008, we had a drug problem in South Dakota, but nothing compared to the drug problem we have today because of the influx of meth. 2008, I think we had 11 people statewide in our drug and alcohol courts, and we'll have a capacity this year to handle 650.
He says the drug court programs in Rapid City and Sioux Falls are slated to expand to meet increasing needs in those jurisdictions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.